A while ago, I asked why companies don't invest as much in their intranets as they do in their website. I received loads of feedback, and most of it fell into one of two categories. There were either those that said that intranets have a captive audience because employees have to use them. Therefore, there is little point investing time and money in their user experience. Or there was another group that said intranets are something that you have to have, but really aren't that useful and don't get used that much. And although I can understand this point of view, I couldn't disagree more. However, before I explain why, I want to take a step back and look at the bigger picture. Let's take a moment to ask a very basic question. How does any business make money? The answer is to sell something for more than it costs to make it. And this involves two factors: the price you sell it at and the cost, the amount that it costs to make it. Price is dictated by demand. To sell at a higher price, you have to convince people they need what you're selling. And this is where your website comes in. Your website exists primarily to win new customers and generate income. But that's only half the story. You also need to keep costs low in order to increase your profit. In a manufacturing business, this is primarily dictated by the cost of raw materials. However, today, the majority of Western countries are dominated by knowledge workers, and so people are the primary cost. If people are more productive, costs go down and profit goes up. So, this is where the intranet comes in. If the role of the website is to generate more sales, then the role of the internet is to reduce costs by improving productivity. In theory, an intranet is ideally suited to this role. By bringing key functions and business-critical documentation together in a single location, employees should have all the most up-to-date information at their fingertips. Unfortunately, all too often it doesn't work like that. In my opinion, intranets mainly fail for three reasons: technology, structure, and psychological reasons. Let me briefly take you through each in turn. Let's start with technology. It always worries me when I hear management say something like, "We sorted our intranet, we're rolling out SharePoint." It's not that I have anything specifically against SharePoint. Actually, that isn't true, but that's beside the point. It's the idea that problems can be solved simply by throwing technology at them. The problem is that organisations and people don't fit neatly into boxes. You can't expect to roll out a technology like SharePoint and that it's perfectly going to serve the needs of your organisation and its employees. Too many organisations and people are expected to adapt to the technology that's released. A number of times I've heard statements from developers along the lines of, users will have to log in twice because there are two systems that don't talk to each other. Or, the software doesn't do that out of the box, so we can't do it that way. The result is the intranet is frustrating and hard to use and actually makes people's jobs harder, not easier, because they're required to adapt to the technology. But the problem isn't just with functionality, it's also with the way intranets are structured, and that brings me on to my second point. In my experience, intranets rarely reflect the way people actually work. Instead, they're normally this huge repository of badly organized information that vaguely follows some kind of departmental structure. It's hard to find anything because the navigation is typically overwhelmingly complex and bears no relationship to people's mental models. Navigation on intranets often bears no resemblance to the way that people work and the way they think. Rarely is there any kind of central editorial control, and so there's no logical structure. The few grains of valuable information that do exist are lost in the mountain of outdated content that nobody has ever got around to removing. Worse still is that most organisations never get a designer involved in the creation, let alone maintenance, of their user interface. Instead, the user interface is dictated by the defaults of whatever technology they're using. These default templates are typically plagued with a range of design problems, including, but not limited to, problems with line length, font choice, line height, making copy hard to read, but also an overwhelming number of navigational options, far too much information being exposed to user in one view, little visual hierarchy to guide users to what is important. To be honest, the list could go on and on. These problems with the technology and structure contribute to probably the biggest problem with most intranets, and that's one of organizational culture, my final point. There is a perception within organizations that, unlike websites, intranets don't have to offer a great user experience because users don't have a choice about whether to use them or not. That is, in some way, badly implemented technology and poorly structured content can be excused because there is no alternative. Setting aside the obvious fact that these shortcomings prevent the intranet fulfilling its primary aim of being a productivity tool, I also don't believe it's true, because I believe users do have a choice. Employers may be supposed to use an intranet, but in my experience, they often don't. Instead, they create their own ad hoc but easier to use alternatives. Instead of using the document repository on the internet, they just create a shared drive on the network or start up Dropbox. Instead of using a shared address book, they keep their own local copy. Although this may create problems for the organization, people will still choose to ignore protocols or procedures or whatever else in order to make their own personal work lives easier. This then creates a catch-22. People stop using the intranet because it's more of a hindrance than a help, and because nobody's using it, people stop updating it, so it becomes even less useful. Before long, it's only the few diehards that are using the intranet, and instead it's become a place where information goes to die. The message here is a simple one. People will choose the path of least resistance. Urban planners have known this for ages. They create a path, but if it doesn't create creating a straight line between two points, people will just cut off the corner and do what they want. The same is true in work. If your system doesn't make life easier, people will find their own way. So, where does that leave us? I think there are two lessons to be learned here. The first is that there's no point investing money in an intranet technology if you're not going to invest in how it's designed and organized too. The second lesson is that an intranet will only be adopted if it makes the lives of individual employees easier. The best way to discover how to do that, or what that is to spend some time looking at how people organize themselves and look for improvements. Look for the paths they create rather than imposing your own pathways upon them. As I said at the start, I believe that an intranet is as important a tool in building a profitable business as the website is. However, without proper investment, it will probably do more damage than good. If you have a failing intranet, I'd love to hear your thoughts in the comments. Do you think that I'm right, or are there other factors at play? If your intranet has been a business success, let's know. I want to know how you've done it, what you think makes your intranet successful.